Hi, Norma. How are you?
My head's exploding. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry you're
Good.
not feeling well today.
It's been like since Saturday night, it would just stop. It's a horrible migraine. I mean, I have them every day, but this is just, it's not letting up this time.
Sorry.
Usually they take a break, and come back and take a break and come back. This is probably just the stress. I don't know where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do. Having the cats makes it so much worse trying to get somewhere. I found one hotel over in Ashland, but it's going to be like $1,100 a week.
Wow.
My next door neighbor, he's gonna stay longer than he said he would, originally, so that's not gonna be an option to try to get in there next. You were asking me about, I don't know, when you had to rush off the phone, you were at the last thing I remember you saying, like, tell me honestly something, and I don't know what you were asking me. I don't remember. Then the phone rang and it was your wife.
Yeah, that was a busy day. I apologize for that.
That's okay. Oh,
What was it?
I found this thing, and I just don't even have any room on my phone because I've been using it like a computer. But I wanted to read it to you, or I wanted to send it to you, actually, not read it to you. Maybe if I read it, it'll make me quit crying, and then we can talk about that.
Okay.
Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought of you when I read it. Well, I mean, I thought of me first, then I thought of you. But I thought with your business, and you sounded like a Christian man, and I figured, this would help you. And anyway, okay. I declare that I'm a producer and a distributor on a mission to destroy the works of the devil. I believe for the manifestation of your promises and blessings in my life, my family, my church, and my community. I'm a lender and not a borrower in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for perfecting all that concerns my finances and giving me the power to get wealth. I declare your blessing upon my finances and give you all the glory for keeping my finances vibrant, alive, and thriving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I wish I had room to send that to you. Maybe when I need to switch over to a new phone. I bought it, but I just haven't switched stuff over. I thought that, that would help you in your what you do in your business to grow and thrive and stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's another one too, but I'm sure you've already heard that one. But I just don't know what to do. I mean, I've got, like I said, and I don't have an email. My friend said something about maybe getting an Airbnb or something like that.
That's so expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
No, Luca, you can't. She's laying down. Move. Come on. I just don't know what to do. I have no clue what to do. I just don't understand why he can't just let me stay here till. I've offered to pay. Why can't he just take my money and leave me alone?
Why are they
He
kicking
wants
you
to
out?
run. I don't know. He want. I don't see. There's not even any warm running water here, but I've been surviving.
Why isn't there running water?
The well went dry, and my friend owned I didn't even know it was a trailer when I moved here. He owned a trailer on somebody else's land. I paid the taxes on the trailer. I don't know if I have any rights or not because I haven't spoken to a lawyer. I mean, I really don't
No.
want to be here. I want to move back to near my townhome. It's just that I never thought I wouldn't be able to rent an apartment. Just that I haven't been able to be healthy enough to be able to attempt a move until like I've getting forced out now. And I've offered to pay him rent, even though the deputies told me, they said, don't. They said, you don't have to pay him anything. You don't have to answer the phone. You don't have to answer the door. And that's what they told me a year and a half ago. They said, you don't have to. And then his father, who they own a lot of land out here in Shaw City County, they said, believe me, if he could have gotten you out of here, he would have, because the old man's been running around from building to building trying to get you out of here. And they evidently they thought it was funny that, you know, he's evidently a very powerful man out here, the old guy. And I remember when I first moved out here that Cleve told me that he'd say, see that land over there? We ride, you know, it seemed like a mile or two. And he'd say, he owns, Mr. Hoffmeyer owns this land, and he owns that land, and he owns that land, and he owns all this land and all. And I was like, oh, that's nice, you know, but it didn't, you know, what it didn't really matter to me. I was just trying to learn my way back here. And I moved here like in the middle of COVID, and I wasn't trying to like take any of that in. I was just trying to not, you know, I was just writing down about how many miles this way and how many, trying to learn my landmarks and all. I wasn't like being impressed with all the land. And so anyway, so the agreement, I said, well, what happens to me if something happens to you? Because my friend was old. And he said, well, that's okay. It's all right. And so then my friend passed away. But if I hadn't been here, he would have died in a fire, because about 12 different times, he put something either on top of the stove, like fish sticks with grease, or either in the oven. And a few times my cat woke me up, thank God. But, you know, because I slept in a whole different part of the house. You know, I had a hallway and the bathroom and the bedroom back here. And once I moved in, it was in the middle of COVID, and I wasn't going to get a shot. And I didn't realize he would be like the Everybody Bunny running out in the world and, you know, seeing everybody. So I just kept my distance. And some days I just ate protein bars and NABs because I didn't want to be, you know, around him, because I didn't want to pick up anything. And so, and then in the eviction thing, it said, you know, he said, Cleve England's girlfriend. Ew, that's just gross. And when they asked me verbally to get out, around, I guess it was January, February, he said, that they had five or six houses where they had squatters move in, and they were doing drugs and crack and all this stuff in there. Well, I doubt it was this whole same situation. This man's been here for like 30 years or something, and it sounded like those people had just like broken in a house and they were doing drugs and stuff. I'm just here down the hall, you know. And now I understand why he wanted me to come here and live. I had moved temporarily away from my townhouse to get my townhouse straight before, and I moved into a trailer, and that got mold in it. And so the air conditioner man came and did something to it, and it started blowing mold out everywhere when he got done. And so I slept like 4 or 5 nights with a one of those masks that you wear for COVID on. And I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go. And I said, my poor cat. And Cleve said, you can come to my house. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And so again, I used to couldn't go out very often because of my headaches. And I went out and I got groceries. And then when I came, oh, he kept calling while I was out. And so I even had taken a few groceries by my daughter's house. And so when I got home, he was like asleep, and he blocked my driveway. And so he saved my life too. And I didn't realize what he was doing that night. So anyway, so he blocked my driveway. And he's like, go in and gather your stuff, and we'll come back and get more stuff tomorrow or the next day. Just gather what you need and get your cat and come on. So I did. And you know, I just, so anyways, we came here, and then we went back a few times. It's not like I ever planned on moving any, but I couldn't have stayed at that trailer. And so the other day I met this lady from the community from brain injury, whatever. I don't know if she's trying to find me a place or just trying to stop the eviction or what, but it's a community for some kind of brain injury, something. And we went around the corner, and I hope I didn't sign my life away. I've never reached out to any kind of social organization in my life for, you know, I feel like so many other people need help, not me, not me. So anyway, so when I came home, the guy that's been working on the other house that the man owned, that he let his cousin live in for 3.5 years, and it had, he talked her out of some land. It was his cousin. She told me about it. He talked her out of some land. She signed over some land. She had to live in the house. And then as soon as she moved in, they took out the windows in that house and put plastic on there. And then she slept in the daytime and stayed up all night because she was afraid. And so the guy that's been working on that house to live in the house, and he told me they're not going to fix the water till I move out. So he can't move in the house till I move out. And I don't know why they're doing that. That's just mean. And so he told me that the man that was in there, and I remember because Cleve got one of the dogs. I had to talk to him like 6 months to put that dog to sleep because she was in such bad shape. But so Molly got, anyway, so Molly was the other man's dog. So Zach said, that man was black. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I guess he had been in there so many days before they found him, but also the house was full of black mold. And so that must be why Cleve was insistent in blocking my driveway that night. I didn't put it together two and two till like over the Easter weekend because my head was hurting so bad when that lady drove me back home. But at first, Zach was being like really mean to me. And I was like, as I walked away, I was like, you know, I don't know why you're being mean to me. I haven't done anything to you. You know, I can't help it if I'm sick and if I'm in this trailer and I can't move out right now. I don't think there's to be any hardness between you and me. I can't help it if I'm sick, you know. I wasn't crying then, though. And I said, and he had just broken his lawnmower on this grass that the guy told him to cut this grass here. I said, I'll pay for your lawnmower. No. He said, no, that's okay. I could probably go up there and weld it. I said, just don't be mad at me. I didn't mean to cause you any trouble. And so he was nice to me by the time I left. But after he told me that about the man and the black mold and how he allowed, he got that woman to sign over her land, the father, not the man that I've been talking to, the son. I've been talking to the son who's on some Christian Academy board. He's the one that allowed me 2 more weeks to stay here. I haven't talked to him yet to ask if he can have more time. But the father got a family member to sign over her land for that piece of crap house that had mold in it and took out the windows and allowed her to stay there with plastic on the windows for 3.5 years. It's just, it amazes me. And they're so rich. They have all this land. And it's just like, and I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just, anyway, I guess I was trying to say that my friend saved my life. I knew that my cat saved, you know, my life and his life by waking me up. And, you know, I was glad I was here so that he didn't die in a fire. But he saved my life too because, you know, I was in, you know, there was black mold in that trailer that I bought to help me get out of my, you know, help me get my townhouse done. And I moved into that trailer, and a friend from high school was supposed to help me. That didn't work out, and then I got stuck over there. And, you know, I must have already had mold in it because it seemed like once I moved here, I wasn't, like, in a fog like I was before. It seemed like I was in a brain fog when I moved into that trailer. I'm still paying rent on that trailer, too. So that's another reason I couldn't be able to qualify for an apartment. That's full of stuff I need to get cleared out. But anyway, he saved my life, and I didn't even realize that till Zach told me, the man that was mean to me, that said, okay now. But he's waiting for me to move out so he can get water so he can move into the other house that he's been fixing up. I mean, I don't know what their deal is. I don't know if he gets to fix it up and live there or gets to live it up and fix it up and buy. I don't know what their deal is, but evidently he can't wait for me to move out. I've offered to pay. Offered to pay last month, a month before that, and the next couple of months till I can find somewhere, but they don't want my money. They want to rent it out. What? And the daddy, when he first said something, he said I could get $2,400, $2,500 or $2,600 for this place, and I was like, "There's no water and there's mice in here." Well, I've gotten rid of the mice, thank goodness, but there's still no water, and it's been hard to live without water. But I don't know any other way, because how am I couldn't even qualify for a mortgage right now. I have money in the bank, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
I have like from my father, I have about, I don't know, maybe depends on what NVIDIA is doing, because it's all in NVIDIA right now. About anywhere from $42,000 to $46,000 there, and then I have a lot more in the 401k from my divorce, a lot more. I owe $73,000 on my townhouse, and I probably have like $70,000 worth of credit card debt.
How much credit card debt did you say?
I don't know, probably about 70. And before this, I was in the market, and I made like $100,000, and I lost about a fifth of it in about the last month and a half. I would have been more on top of things if I hadn't, been concerned about what to do, what to do. I
You
don't know why
mean,
I'm blurting
I mean,
out.
I know, I know.
I have not blurted out these numbers to anybody. I don't know why I'm trusting you. I've never met you. I've not blurted out these numbers to anyone on the phone or any, I mean, not my closest friends or anybody. I don't know why I'm blurting them out to you.
I mean, it sounds like you need, I mean, you need a safe place to live. You need a safe, healthy place to live, and you need to get this burden of this townhouse off your back. I mean, I can help you, get the process going, but you got to help me.
I mean, I really like the neighborhood. I do.
But the reason that you're not there is because of your experiences and your memories, correct?
Well, I need decluttering too, and I want to go through it. I don't want to just go in and just throw everything away. I mean, also, I like the part that where it's a full-size stackable upstairs. I like the part where it's just five steps, a platform, and then a turn platform, and then five more steps instead of a long staircase.
So
I'm
really what you
comfortable.
need, so really what you need to do is you need to develop the courage to just get back up there to that townhouse and take one foot at a time, one box at a time, and start processing those.
Well, I need to live somewhere close by, very close by, so I won't have to drive so much. I need to get
And
to a pain free zone.
why can't you remind me why you can't live in there?
Well, it's just got too much junk right now. Now it's probably got, layers and layers and layers of dust, which isn't going to help my allergies. One day
When's the
I
last
mean,
time you lived in there?
a long time. I don't know what
Like
it's
5 years, 10 years,
At
1 year?
least 5 years, at least 5 years. But please don't quote me, please.
Would you want me to, I mean, would you, I mean, other than just, being on the phone with you, would you want me to go in there? I mean, what if I was just to make an offer to you now to sell it and then you get more money and then you just find a place to rent? I mean, so I have a lady that was the same situation as you the other day, well, the other month. I sold her property and I bought her property, and She had a bankruptcy, and so, she had to search pretty hard to find an apartment complex. Of course, she was in the Lothian, not where you're at in the West End, but she had to search hard for somewhere to find somewhere, but she did. She found somewhere, and it was her and her mother. They couldn't handle the stairs anymore, so they found somewhere. But Norma, you got to start moving in a direction. Nothing,
Well,
nothing's getting you in bed.
I probably need to also go to some kind of pain clinic because I used to get hydrocodone and my doctor won't give it to me, and all these other things they're giving me are just horrible for me
Well,
and my
I can't
kidneys.
help
I know
with that,
you
but
can't do that. I know. But
I
what
can't
about,
help with the, I
do
can't
you have
help
any
with the
rental
problem.
property at all?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I just do transactional real estate.
What about the house on Finnegan? It sold.
Yeah.
Did he get full price?
Yeah, she listed with a realtor.
They, that's the thing. They scoop right up in my neighborhood too.
So I'd be more than happy to, go to your house and take a look at it. I could come and meet you and get a key, and I could take
I don't
pictures
even know where
and
the key is. I think it's over there in that trailer in a purse somewhere, but I don't know. It was one less thing I had to lose if I didn't bring it here.
Well, I just don't know what to do other than, sit
Yeah,
here
but
and listen to you.
when I get in there, I can see. Even if we like weed through stuff and everything, and then I decide, or if I decide the memories are too much for me and I can't live there, even though I love the neighborhood and all, I
Yeah.
might be the oldest person in there because I moved in,
85.
I mean, at the very beginning, I might be the last original person in there.
You moved in May of 1985.
Was it me? Okay. Wow. I knew I was pregnant with Ricky and she was born in August. I know it was hard for me getting used to this is how sensitive I am with smells. It was hard getting used to the smell of the carpet. So anyway, yeah, that's what I have to do, but I gotta find somewhere to live nearby, get to a pain doctor because I can't get anything done to get working on it, to even declutter or anything and save the stuff that I want to do. But do you have any ideas where I can live?
The townhouse that you have?
I mean, other than the townhouse, if it's like too dusty, too whatever. And I know I can't live there like while they're painting and doing carpet and stuff like that because the smells. See,
Yeah.
oh, I didn't know. I have multiple chemical sensitivity too that triggers the migraines. Besides the barometric pressure that triggers migraines. Do you have any idea at all where I could live? You said Airbnb
I
is going to be too
mean,
expensive.
that's going to be too expensive. You're gonna maybe like an extended stay or something, or just
And
something.
you would think that Innsbruck would be nice when you they're terrible. You should read the reviews, they're awful. They say that they give the room keys out to people's rooms, that there's already people inside or their things are inside, and then they say like all kinds of things. The one at Paragon Place is that? Never mind, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the ones all around Innsbruck are terrible, and I don't know if they're like people that came from Section 8 housing or what. That's what it seems to be saying, but not saying. I just don't know. All right, well, if you think of anything, will you call me?
I will.
And I have I if what about if a really, really good deal comes up for sale that I could buy in between to live or something? That would be safe. That would be very safe, only if it's safe. You know what? I've never even stayed in a hotel by myself. When I used to be a travel agent, like at the desk doing tickets for like the mayor and the city manager and all that down in Portsmouth, I also used to take seniors on bus groups to like Canada and Atlantic City and stuff like that. But I watched out for them and they watched out for me. I mean, I don't really count that as like staying in a hotel by myself because, there was a group. But I've never actually even stayed in a hotel by myself. Haven't I lived a sheltered life at age 65? It's just crazy when I think about these things that I've never, done. And
Yeah.
I've never rented an apartment. I bought my first house when I was 18 with my first husband. Anyway. So if something comes up that you think might could help me, would you keep me in mind, keep my number in your phone, please?
Sure.
And when I get over there, I'll call
I mean,
you and
I
tell
mean, I told you what I can do to help you. You just gotta start. I mean, if you don't know where the key is, you're gonna have to meet you're gonna have to meet a locksmith out there to get you in.
I think it's in a purse over there at that trailer. That's another thing. See, that'll be saving me $750 a month there if I can get that all cleared out. But I don't know how much mold will be on that stuff. But a lot of it's boxed up, so hopefully it can be unboxed and be okay. I need a bigger townhouse, really. One with a master bedroom on the bottom floor, and a safer bathroom, a bigger, safer bathroom. Larger kitchen would be nice. I saw a really cool one out in Cross Ridge one time and it had an assumable mortgage, but I didn't get on it fast enough. Before you knew it, it was pending. Anyway, so thank you for your kindness.
You're welcome. Norma, I can help you, but
You can.
you have to be the one that, starts it. Okay? You have to say, I'm ready to do it, and I can meet you over at the house, the townhouse. We'll get the locksmith there, or you go get the key, tell me you have the key, and then we can talk about options. But right now, you and me are just buddies talking on the phone right now. I'm just an ear for you, but there's nothing I can do. So you let me know when you're ready. If you just need another ear, call me back. But let me know when you're ready.
Well,
I could take that house as it is. I could have it cleaned out. I could get it, I could purchase it as it is. You wouldn't have to worry about anything except showing up for closing. You get yourself somewhere to rent for the next couple of months while you would get everything done, and then you'll have your money, and then you can go buy something else, or you can, just decide that you just want to be a tenant, but
what if they boxed it up and then I put it in storage so that I could go through it later? See,
yeah,
because like
come on.
I don't
But
have family pictures.
there's options
I
like
don't,
that, sure. Yeah.
because I don't have family pictures. There's old clothes
Yeah.
that I still, would want and stuff. And there's Barbies of my daughter's that are still boxed up. She wanted to keep in a collection. And there's all kinds of stuff like that. I don't want to
Sure.
just throw everything
All
away.
that's doable. All that's doable.
Well, how much would if a townhouse is not in great shape and just like, I
I
mean,
would
like,
have to look at it, but I mean, you're probably talking about somewhere around, 100, maybe somewhere around there. And I'm just throwing you a loose number because the house does need some work. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, depending on the condition. If it's been vacant for that long, is there rodents in there? What's in there? So,
Well, if that's all I would get, I'd rather live in there and make it nice, and
well, just do it.
then I'd rather just fix it up, live there, and make it
I
nice, and
mean,
then
so the re after renovations and everything, it's only going to be a 200 something thousand dollar, 220, 230 is what the retail value is on that if it was all renovated. and
I thought you were going to
sold them.
say a couple of 100,000. I thought you were going to say like 200, 210, since the other one that like mine just went for 260.
Oh, so investor math doesn't work like that. I mean, I'd be more than happy to peel the layers back for you if you want me to, but I mean, that doesn't, do you any justice. But basically, when we're an investor, we have to take all, everything costs money, right? And somebody's got to pay for it. And so when we do a property as an investment, we're the ones that end up paying for everything. We're the ones that pay for the clean out. We're the ones that pay for the packers to get everything packed up and moved to your storage unit. We're the ones that, have to pay for all the renovations. We have to pay all the holding costs. We have to pay interest on the money that we use. We have to pay for the realtor to sell the property when we're done. We have closing costs when we sell the property. All those costs are real, and we have to pay for them. So we operate around a 10 to 12% profit margin is what we operate with. And how we make our money is we just do as many of them in the month as we can.
Was
So we're
that
not
one
making a lot of
Finnegan?
money. Huh?
Was that one Finnegan? Was that one yours? And then you had a realtor sell it?
No. I ended up having to list that one for her. So.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I understand more about the investors.
So it just takes money to make money, right? We're just going to move a lot of money around and make some contractors, some money, and then in 6 to 8 months we get paid. So we do 6 to 8 months worth of work, and then we get paid. So that's my life.
What if I decide to go in there and do it myself and live there myself? Would you share any of your contractors with me if I decide to
Yeah,
live there
so the thing
too?
is I pay these guys by the hour. That's where like I create efficiencies in business, and that's how people like us can make money, is like we're not calling, Michael and Son to do the plumbing, and because Michael and Son would charge $500 to do what my guy can do for $50, right?
Right.
So I have these, guys that work for me on a consistent basis that I pay by the hour so that I can make money and I can afford to buy houses, because if I had to pay retail pricing for everything, we just couldn't be in business. I mean, none of us, right? None of these investors, we have to have efficiencies in our business by paying people by the hour. We buy our own materials and we have it taken to the jobs, so we don't pay a markup. There's all kinds of ways that, we use our knowledge to make money, because this market's tough. I mean, everything's expensive, and adding 20% to half of your renovation costs, makes it where you're not making any money. So, but for
Well,
you would have to hire it out. And so, like I said, what cost me, I mean, you might not use Michael and Son, you might use Pablo's plumbing service, but still, what I can do for $50, you're going to do for $200. So your cost is going to be more expensive because I, just have spent years and years developing these resources.
would you share them with me if I decide if I walk in
But
there and
they work for
decide
me all the
I can live
time.
there?
They work for me all the time.
I know,
So.
but if I walk in there and I decide I can get past the PTSD and I do want to stay there and live there maybe forever, unless I won the lottery and get a whole bunch of more money, or Nvidia does real good, or whoever I invest in the stock market, they do good, and I can move to that bigger one, like in Cross Ridge, or come across some deal like that. I decide to stay there and maybe get healthy walking around, because I'm sure of that neighborhood. I can walk around and I sit, decide I want to stay there. Would you share any of your people with me to help me with my cause to be able to get it right?
My guys don't, I mean, I carry the insurance, and see, I just can't do that because they're going to, be working in your house uninsured, and I just can't. That's just too much liability. I can't have that liability on my plate. So, I mean, it's either, property that I own, or they just, and I can't just, I'm not a general contractor in that respect, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And you don't have anybody on hand that you used to work with or anything that you might could recommend?
Not that comes to mind, no. They usually
But if
don't
they
work for
do,
me anymore because
they
they're
get a
no
bad
good.
job. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll
You're
get in
welcome.
touch with you once I get there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a
God
great
bless you
day.
and your family. Okay.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Norman. Bye-bye.